First Chronicles, chapter 4. Judah was the father of five sons, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Shobal was the father of Reiah, the grandfather of Jahath, and the great-grandfather of Ahumai and Lahad. These men all belonged to the Zorathite clan. Hur was the oldest son of Caleb and Ephrathah. Some of his descendants settled the town of Bethlehem. Hur's other descendants included Etam, Penuel, and Ezer. Etam's sons were Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash, and his daughter was Hazael-Elponai. Penuel settled the town of Geder, and Ezer settled the town of Husha. Asher, who settled the town of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naarah. Asher and Naarah were the parents of Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. Asher and Hela were the parents of Zerath, Izhar, and Ethnan. Kaz, the father of Anab and Zobeba, was also the ancestor of the clans of Aharhel, the son of Haram. Jabez was a man who got his name because of the pain he caused his mother during birth. But he was still the most respected son in his family. One day he prayed to Israel's God.
"Please bless me and give me a lot of land. Be with me so I will be safe from harm."
And God did just what Jabez had asked. Caleb was the brother of Shuha and the father of Mehir. Later, Mehir had a son, Eshton, whose three sons were Beth-Rapha, Pasea, and Tehinna. It was Tehinna who settled the town of Nahash. These men and their families lived in the town of Rekah. Kenaz was the father of Othniel and Sariah. Othniel had two sons, Hathath and Meonathai, who was the father of Ophrah. Sariah was the father of Joab, who settled a place called Valley of Crafts, because the people who lived there were experts in making things. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, had three sons, Iru, Elah, and Naam. Elah was the father of Kenaz. Jehalalel was the father of Ziph, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Azarel. Ezra was the father of Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. Mered was married to Bithiah, the daughter of the king of Egypt. They had a daughter named Miriam and two sons, Shammai and Ishba. It was Ishba who settled the town of Eshtemoah. Mered was also married to a woman from the tribe of Judah, and their sons were Jared, Heber, and Jekuthiel. Jared settled the town of Geder. Heber settled the town of Soko, and Jekuthiel settled the town of Zenoah. A man named Hodiah was married to the sister of Naham. Hodiah's descendants included Keilah of the Garmite clan and Eshtemoah of the Maacathite clan. Shimon was the father of Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. Ishai was the father of Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. Judah also had a son named Shelah, whose descendants included Jocham and the people of the town of Kozeba, as well as Ur, who settled the town of Leka, and Leada, who settled the town of Marisha. The people who lived in Beth Ashbia were also descendants of Shelah, and they were experts in weaving cloth. Shelah was the ancestor of Joash and Saraph, two men who married Moabite women and then settled near Bethlehem. But these family records are very old. The members of these clans were the potters who lived in the towns of Netaim and Gedera and worked for the king. Simeon had five sons, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. The descendants of Shaul included his son Shalom, his grandson Mibsam, and his great-grandson Mishma. The descendants of Mishma included his son Hamuel, his grandson Zachar, and his great-grandson Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have as many children, so the Simeon tribe was smaller than the Judah tribe. Before David became king, the people of the Simeon tribe lived in the following towns: Beersheba, Molada, Hazer Shul, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazer Susim, Beth Birai, and Shearayim. They also lived in the five villages of Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, as well as in the nearby villages as far as the town of Baal. These are the places where Simeon's descendants had settled, according to their own family records. As their families and clans became larger, the people of Simeon had the following leaders: Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, Elioenai, Jacoba, Jeshohiah, Asahiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benina, and Ziza. When the people needed more pasture land for their flocks and herds, they looked as far as the eastern side of the valley where the town of Gerar is located, and they found a lot of good pasture land that was quiet and undisturbed. This had once belonged to the Hamites. But when Hezekiah was king of Judah, the descendants of Simeon attacked and forced the Hamites and the Meunites off the land, then settled there. Sometime later, 500 men from the Simeon tribe went into Edom under the command of Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. They killed the last of the Amalekites and lived there from then on.